Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
And, well, I'd like to announce to everyone that we do have a brand new sponsor on board.
Who is it?
Malvern Star Bikes. They have good feet, good people. They have come out. They've recreated their business.
Good.
They are building bikes just so Phil can get round the umpiring field. He's back again for today.
Yeah, off to Freeling as I speak, Rick. Here we are on a beautiful, brisk morning at Gawler.
Absolutely true.
Single figure, 7 degrees here. Yeah.
Did they take long to put the Malvern Star badge on your umpiring shirt?
I've been for a 10K run this morning and done all my stretches. And
bike ride, wasn't it? Eh? So thank you,
ready
Malvern
to go.
Star. It's really good. And it's good to see a local South Australian business back on board.
Yeah, off to Freeling today, Rick. Couple games out there.
Freeling?
Running short again. So they must be because they called on me. So anyway, off to Freeling in a minute.
Okay, let's get on with the lawn bowls.
Lawn bowls quickly to my lawn bowls listeners. Just got a couple more movements in the team. So Aaron Lee from Newry off to Lindock. Lincoln Godecki from Freeling to Lindock. Justin Morris just strengthens the Angaston side a bit more, so he's off to Angaston. So that's just a couple more movements.
Is it true that lawn bowls is amalgamated with chess? There seems to be more moves made than there
few,
are.
Yeah, checkmate. Yeah. So like that's that. Just a checkmate. Few more. And ask me how I went on the weekend, Rick. As you know, couldn't umpire footy last week.
By the way, how did you go with the lawn bowls last week?
Absolute rubbish on the Saturday. Heavy greens at Newry. Not that that's an excuse. Just struggled on the heavy green. On the Sunday, Rick. Oh.
What happened?
Poetry in motion.
Johnny Tillotson. I bet you can't sing that song.
We cleaned up on the Sunday. Had a win on the Sunday. Runners up overall for the weekend, which was good. So,
which blind school did you play against? Hey, You won.
Yep, we won. That was it. That was it. Game, set, and match.
Did you win comfortably?
Oh, we had three games. So, over three games it is. So, but overall winners.
Well, congratulations.
For the day. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah.
Won't go on about it, but there you go.
Well, how come before we started this show you were talking about that you even won $100 or something?
Yeah, we did. 100 each. Yeah. Beautiful.
Do you declare that on your tax?
No. Nor will I today when I'm going out to umpire. They actually pay me today for umpiring.
You're joking.
Yeah.
After what I saw.
I know.
Folks, no wonder the Malvern Star's back. They've got square wheels on the new Malvern Stars because he never ventures anywhere.
I won't be today, Rick. I've still got this lung
thing,
problem.
There's three of them umpiring.
Yeah.
And none of them run.
Yeah, we're all too old. Okay, so we got last week's games, Rick.
Last week's game.
Which is a long time ago. Here we are, Saturday morning. Tanunda and Newry, as I predicted, Newry comfortable winners there. Watch that game on
I mean, I can remember last year you suggesting that not all was well at Tanunda, and now
it was all good. All good. Just a little bit of a...
A rumble?
Yeah, a little rumble. Won't go on about it because I've got to umpire him today, so I better shut up.
Okay.
Angaston and Freeling last week.
Well,
predicted Angaston to beat Freeling. And
so
just,
did I. So did
not
I.
Not by much.
No, but, well, Freeling have...
Well...
You know.
This was our upset match, was Central beating Kapunda, but we weren't aware that Joey Brown, Aaron Whistler with the crook ribs, still out.
Yeah.
So they were always going to struggle. We weren't aware of that.
Central it wasn't a bad game, but
that's right. You were there, Rick.
Kapunda, as has been for the last few years, unless they've got their big guns, particularly Evans and Whistler.
Yep.
And now that the big fellow has gone to Central, so
Ryan.
But yeah.
Wyatt Ryan.
The Wyatt. They'll struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other upset was the South Williston game.
Well,
Williston South got the jump on them early, and Williston came over the top.
Well, it was a 6-0 to nothing sort of last quarter that did the trick. And, you know, the way footy's played these days, that can happen. I haven't heard much about the game. A win is a win is a win. And to come from behind...
Mm. As did South in the grand final last year.
Yes.
Just a little bit from behind.
That was probably...
So we go to this week, which is today, Rick. Here we are on Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Central versus Angaston. And your tip, please. Which aren't going well. I'll get into that in a minute. I think 1 out of 4 last week, Rick. I think you got Angaston.
No, I don't think you can count. I'm going to go for Angaston.
I am too. Got them circled in front of me here. We got Freeling versus Tanunda. Where I happen to be going, I got the B's and 17s out there.
Yes, well,
I'll be rolling the turf before the big game.
I will be going for Tanunda.
Same here. Quite comfortably, I would have thought.
We said that last week, too. Yep.
Newry versus Barossa.
Well, game. It will be a good game because I have not seen either of them play. You can say that Barossa are the surprise packet given last year's form, but in country football, 1 year to the next is hardly a measuring stick. So on the ground that it's at Newry, I'll go for Newry.
I'm going Newry. I think Newry will beat them comfortably. I really rate Newry. They've got the Bentley boys and they look a really good side. And the last game, I think you're heading up that way, which will be on that Tierley Highway together, Rick.
Oh, we will be.
Perhaps you could drop me off at Freeling. Kapunda versus Williston.
Don't tell me the new Melvin Star breaks down, eh?
I'm not taking it all that way. I'll save it for the game.
Well, Williston will not only win, but they'll flog them if what I've heard is true, that the two guys I mentioned a moment ago, Fraser Evans and Aaron Whistler, are both not playing. Well, they need Fraser Evans not only as the stopper at halfback, but he's also their magnificent rebound. Yep. I don't think at any level I've seen anybody, including AFL, kick the ball as well as he does with his left foot. Yeah. It is magnificent.
Yep. But you Williston, didn't see me in my heyday, though, Rick.
Williston anyway, will not lose that game.
No. I hope the game gets started on time and everything.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Okay, no worries. Yeah.
They've got a very good whistleblower up there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Rick, well, that's covered the local footy. You don't have any other goss on the local footy?
No, I don't, but I think it's well and truly time that we talked about the game we both saw last night, Port Adelaide versus the Western Bulldogs.
Good game.
Well, Phil, you're an umpire, aren't you?
Yeah.
Notice that he had to think about that.
That was my first decision for the day.
Now, tell me, just answer the questions as they come.
Yep.
How many players are allowed on the ground 18. At any one time? How many?
Yep, 18. 18.
And what happens if you've got 19?
Well, I didn't see the incident.
I don't know where you're going. Do you?
You can demand a count, but, I mean, common sense would prevail if it's just a close to the boundary line sort of thing, as North Adelaide versus the Eagles a couple of years back.
Yeah. Now, what I
think
would,
you let that go to the keeper.
What I'd like to point out is that Port offended on two occasions.
Two.
One is that the player involved, who I think was Motlop,
I reckon.
Having contested the ball basically to the boundary line, just ran off straight to
through the
bench.
Interchange, though.
No, he didn't go through the interchange.
Well, he can't.
So there's the first mistake.
Yep.
The player who replaced him went onto the ground through the interchange.
Yep.
And then someone on the pine must have said, you didn't go through the interchange. So Motlop, or whoever it was, has run
back
through the interchange onto the ground. 19 players, umpire Fechner.
Yeah.
19 players, and then done a U-turn and run off again.
Had nothing in the play, though. So it was, it's just run on to run off again.
So tell me this, umpire Fechner.
Yes.
What is the rule when a player comes off the ground, not through the interchange.
Not allowed back on. You, so, unless you're on a stretcher.
So, Philip...
Was Port he on Adela- a stretcher?
So, Port Adelaide...
Perhaps he should have been.
Port Adelaide should have lost the game because they played a player who was not allowed back on the ground.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's not for Port to... That's not... They've got to make that decision there and then.
Who's they?
Well, that reserve umpire that paid the free kick should have said he did not come through the interchange. He is not allowed back on the ground. And that's the end of the day. That's the end of the day.
Well, my argument...
I've done it. I have done it.
Yeah, with your whites on and everything. Yeah. Now, what I would say to you is that, therefore, that umpire should either be put down. He should not.
Well, he didn't get a game anyhow.
Well, the reality is that he would never have interfered if the guy had gone through the interchange in the first place. So he's the mistake is that he didn't take it further, or he shouldn't have been allowed back on the ground.
Yep.
Am I right?
No, correct. I've said that all along.
So that means your tip of Port winning is wrong.
No. Just correct me if I'm wrong, Rick. I'm sitting on 49 tips, second overall in the state as we speak, Rick, overnight.
Why don't you tell the listeners how good
you're sitting on 39, Rick.
Yeah, but
10 behind.
But I don't count ones that I shouldn't count.
10 behind. Oh, they're lucky we've got $50 on it because I'm $50 better off.
Well, I think conclusively we've arrived at the point that Port played... A guy for the rest of the game who was not allowed on the ground.
Not their decision, though. The umpire should have called it. That reserve umpire that called the free kick should have called, said, gone to St Motlop, you did not come through there. And I didn't see it happen. I've got to admit, I was watching the play.
There's a lot of players who, when you umpire, reckon you don't see a lot of things.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot today because I'm going to be a long way away from the play. It's not really their problem. But anyway, let's get on with it.
So how do you reckon Port win?
Okay, good.
Okay.
Can only play the opposition they play. Yeah. So Bontempelli, English.
They were very lucky they were playing the Western Bulldogs thirds, weren't
Had,
they?
Had Kane Farrell out late COVID. Big out. Which brought Xavier Dersmer in for his 50th game.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Sam Powell-Pepper, 100 games. Yeah. Played very, very well, didn't he?
Now, with reservation, I'll say that. I mean, Powell-Pepper, there is no question, and I don't think I've ever denied this, that his desire to win the ball, his tackling and winning the ball is fantastic. He kicks the ball to the opposition most of the time. And you know, what have we got kicking coaches for? His kicking has not improved a great deal over the journey.
Two or three goals last night, Rick.
Well, one fell in his lap.
Oh, hang on. You mean the 3-on-1 mark? Okay. All right. We'll go with that.
Oh, dear. Anyway, you claim that Port Adelaide are back. I don't.
In the eight next week, Rick. You've heard it first here. We'll beat North Melbourne easily.
Well,
next week.
I think you together with a few mates could beat North Melbourne. However,
let's not get silly here.
No, that's right.
Now.
But however, I'd reserve judgment until the week after when they go to Geelong.
Officially jumped the Crows already on the.
And I think off air, you actually said you won't tip Port against Geelong. Is that right?
That's a week away yet, Rick. So let's cross this week first.
Dear. Anyway, you are right. They did look a bit better. They looked a bit better that the ball went into their forward line.
A bit more forward movement, haven't we? Marshall's actually taken a couple of marks.
Well, that's the difference. The only difference really is that they took some mark against, and I'm not backing off here, against a very undermanned and undersized Bulldog defence. And that's
I'm
where
not
they
sure
grabbed
who
the
else
marks.
They got to go in on that defence, though, Rick.
No, but, you know, and as you said, they can only beat the team that's in front of them.
Okay, so, we've had two games. Games already this round. Port have won. Frio absolutely annihilated North Melbourne last night with half. There's half a side. They had six or seven out with COVID. Yeah. Frio,
but that's the difference. They can play.
Yep. So this was for the rest of the tips quickly. Rick, Richmond and Collingwood.
Richmond
for me. Sydney and Gold Coast.
Sydney
for me. GWS and Geelong.
GWS.
Geelong. Essendon, we got another one wrong, so I'll be 11 in front. Essendon and the Hawks, your team, the Hawks.
Hawks will win.
Hawks. Brisbane and West Coast.
Brisbane.
Oh, West Coast. You've gone throwing the West Coast out. Melbourne and St Kilda.
Melbourne.
Melbourne for me. Carlton and Adelaide.
Carlton.
By plenty.
By plenty.
Okay, so we've got another one different there, the Geelong game.
Another one I'll catch up.
Okay, so you'll be 11 behind by the end of the day. Quickly, Rick, I see Crouch dropped. Can't get a kick at Lindsay Park Stud at the moment, could he?
Very true. And I mean, I think that's the one credit you can give the coaching panel at the Crows.
Nixie don't muck around, does he?
Well, the big thing is that they've actually, you know, they're living on the dream, as it were, that they're rebuilding, and it gives them the excuse to drop names in the cause. And so, and that's right. They're not going to go anywhere, as it were, to the final eight.
No.
So they might as well have a look at some young ones if the supposed names aren't getting a kick.
Yeah.
Good on them.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And Nixie does call a shot. I really think they should be playing Darcy Fogarty, though. I know he struggled. Just put him down there and let him play. And where's Thrillthorpe gone?
Yeah.
I mean, he's battling the SANFL now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? All clubs seem to whichever side of the fence you're on, either look at players and give them the benefit or the other way around. And it would seem that with those two, the Crows at this point have decided not to. But anyway,
I know it's easy playing text, but I mean, he's only got a year or two left, hasn't he? Let's face it. But anyway, well, let's move on. Yeah, last night, quickly, Rick, 37 minute first quarter. I thought we were going into the next quarter already. Yeah, they're just going to play two in one.
Yeah,
we had those two stupid review things, which they take forever.
They do.
I mean, okay, we've got to move on, Rick, because we are running
now,
out of time.
Now, I just want to mention briefly a good friend of mine, David Tiller, who was associated with North Adelaide forever and a day.
Very good football.
North Adelaide versus Glenelg at Prospect Oval on Sunday, tomorrow, the 100th anniversary of the clash between the two clubs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two good clubs, too.
Well, they did.
It's top of the table. Clash too this week. I think North are near the top and Glenelg aren't far behind them.
It may well be that. Now, we're running out of time.
We are.
Just before we do the joke, I want to bring up a topic which I mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago when you were absent. I just want to make it clear to all our listeners that this transgender sporting debate seemingly won't go away, and I don't think it's going to go away.
Yep.
But I want to make it quite clear to everyone that I have nothing against people choosing to transgender, being considered to be equal with opportunity, etc., etc., in society, like each and every one of the rest of us. What I do take exception to is that includes females, as it were, born females who have the right to play sport against natural born females. Now, a transgender female, which we've been through already, does not categorise and never will, particularly if they've been through male menopause, the normal physiology of a natural born woman. And so, therefore, in my humble opinion, and I might say in the opinion of highly ranked sportswomen like Emily Seaborn, Emma McCown, Raylene Boyle, etc., if they've got every right to play sport, but
agreed,
they should be
a separate
creating
type thing.
Just as we do with disabled athletes, they should have their own transgender competition.
Fair enough.
So that's the end of
that's fair enough.
The story.
Now, Rick, this week we're walking in the car park and you're lucky enough to find $20 on the ground. You picked it up in the pocket.
Yeah, well, what I thought, because, you know, I'm a good, clean, living bloke.
Yep.
I've got $20 I've picked up, right? And I thought, what am I going to do with this? And I thought, for a short time, I thought, what would Jesus do with this?
Yep.
So I went to the drive-thru and turned it into wine.
Oh. Yeah, I like that. I hope Pete Matthews likes that. I reckon that's a cracker. And we quickly say good day to Steve Heintze. He's an old student of yours, Rick, at Westminster. So Steve Heintze, Newry bowler now at Lindock. We mentioned him last week and he told me he knew you, Rick. Yeah. So
nice to hear from you, Steve, and I'm glad you're fitting well. It's a bit of bad luck about the friends that you've got, but
so I knew you weren't well educated, Steve.
you can set him straight, Steve. All right, though, so that's about it for today. So until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.